Everybody, we are back. Ooh. We are back. The birds are back.
The birds are back in town.
Yeah, that too. Well done, Mould. Love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, cool. So I'm Tracy, and as you can probably hear, yes, apparently.
Oh, you. Yeah. That was so deep. How are you?
I'm not known for my deep voice. It's Joanne here, everybody.
The chaos has begun. Fantastic. I'm joined by Mull. Hi, Mull. How you doing?
Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've been listening to Christmas songs today, so that's doing my Sweden. But other than that,
watching Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm watching Big Brother. But
what year is it? 1990 what?
I know, right? It's even got the same theme tune.
Insert
real theme tune here.
Yeah, please do. We've been talking about teen books. That's how old we're feeling.
I thought when you sent those, I thought you sent the Goosebump books.
Oh, do you remember? Yeah, we're too old.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, teen Point Horror and things like that. We were talking about the other day.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm of the Goosebumps era, so...
We're not.
No, that's after Point Horror, Point Crime, Point Romance, and like all the rest of it. Yeah.
No. Anyway.
Anyway!
Yeah.
That's not what this podcast is about.
No.
What? It's not the Joe and Tracy are old podcast.
It might as well be.
No, it's the sports podcast. What sports has been happening, guys?
Not much, really. Bye, everyone.
All right. Okay, well, Mets are out, Dodgers are out. No important games going on. And if the Astros win the World Series again this year, then I'm going to...
Cry.
Never
throw myself in the bin.
Yeah.
What? The Astros trash can?
Yes. Like it. See what you did
see
there.
What you did there. See what I did there.
That's snazzy. So how do we do these things? Do we do a bit of news first normally, don't we?
No, normally, yeah. It's been a while though, hasn't it? It's
been a while because
I've been on
my
holly bobs.
I've
been on the holly bobs, haven't I?
You have? How was Miami?
It was nice. It was extremely hot. We went from a heat wave here to a heat wave in Miami, and the Miami one was stickier.
Well, and the beer was expensive, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so flipping expensive. Not just the beer, everything. Like Starbucks, like smoothies, like stupid.
But wasn't it like $21 or something for a beer at the airport?
Oh, God, I got stitched. I should have been strong and not had one. I just got ripped off in my last moments there. Getting a pint before I left.
$21 for a pint of Blue Moon.
That's almost as bad as me paying $50 for a water bottle that I've since lost at Dodger Stadium. Oh,
no. It'll be around somewhere.
I still don't know where it is. I don't know where it is, and it's really peeving me off. But
it's on
anyway.
eBay. I've seen it.
I bet you have.
Yeah, Paul put it on.
Oh, swear to God, if he has. That's it. Divorce.
Divorce pre-marriage.
Yes.
Probably easier, isn't it, that way?
Yeah. Cheaper.
Oh God! Right. Yeah. Anyway, come on. Right. Got some. Anywho, anyone got any news? Who's got
I
news?
Asked for sports. Let's go.
Yeah. What are you waggling?
I've got a cute one just to ease us into things.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Even if it was about the Phillies.
Oh, God.
Don't pull faces, Molly.
What?
A guy called Todd Kehring. His son pitched for the Phillies. It was his debut pitching for the Phillies. He's called Orion, the son, unusual name, but never mind. And the dad spent the whole inning in tears in the stands, and it was just cute.
You say you love things like that, don't you? Molly's not impressed.
I'm not impressed because I've had to watch the Phillies for like 3 nights in the trot, like try and destroy my boyfriend's sense of like being
life. Trying to destroy your boyfriend's life.
Yeah, including Bryce Harper's fucking dirty looks last night.
I saw those.
Honestly, you should have seen the reaction from Paul on the sofa. Mm. I swear to God, if looks could have killed, it wouldn't have been Bryce Harper's looks killing. Trust me. Trust me. He was not a happy bunny.
Anyway. Ladies, have you seen the breaking news? Breaking news.
Go on, do share.
Breaking news, okay? Don't be too shocked. Former Spain boss, Jorge Vilda, has been appointed the new coach of the Moroccan women's national team. Please discuss.
Former Spain coach, Jorge Vilda, who Spain had to actively petition against and not play for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one has become head coach of somewhere else. Great, brilliant, wonderful.
Someone that's trying to be progressive and true to themselves, that they allowed their players who were Muslims to wear hijabs during the Women's World Cup.
Has just put themselves back 100 years.
Yeah, it's just, why? Why would you do that?
So we know who's made the decisions and it's not.
Oh, 100%, of course. It's nothing to do with the women.
It's all no white dudes.
This is my major problem, is that there's obviously no women at that table. And if there is women at that table, they are not being listened to and they are being told to shut the fuck up. And there is no, like, there is blatantly no women at that table. There is blatantly no women in decision-making capabilities within the FA, and that really irks me.
That would not happen if there was, would it?
Yeah.
Breaking news. What else we got?
It can break off.
I've kind of got something, as in, like, Tracy's prompted me. I have seen multiple things about it, but Tracy did prompt me before we started, in that Simone Biles is being awesome. I think that should just be the headline. Simone Biles is awesome. And there we go. That's that done. That's that news story.
Yeah.
No, she's, I know that there is, she opted to have her coach spot her on, I believe it was like on one of the bar routine things. And that when your coach spots you, that in like you get a point reduction for it, or you get like a penalty for it, I guess. She managed to do that and still won gold by like miles and miles. Ahead of competition with penalty included. Like, she's that good. She can just opt to have penalties and still win things.
Yeah.
She's just friggin' awesome.
She is bloody amazing, considering she took a hiatus from gymnastics and is still being absolutely goddess-like.
My literal gymnastics. Hero.
Didn't she land some, like, crazy thing no one's landed before?
The triple Yevchenkov or something, isn't
it? I'm sure I did that in my garden once when I was drunk.
You didn't video it, so it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen,
But they've renamed it the Simone Biles.
The female version is now the Simone Biles, But yeah, she's like the first female to have ever landed it or something without, you know. She's just awesome. Like, I just, like I said, the headline is just Simone Biles rules.
Yeah. She rocks.
She rocks. So yeah. That was my news. I don't know about anybody else.
Go on, Jojo, you've got your hand up.
I got my hand up.
Very polite to you.
Miss, may I do one? Random story I read about 50 Cent sponsoring a Cardiff girls under 14 football team.
Yeah.
What's that all about? I think someone's dad might have worked as part of his like touring crew or something. So one of them asked, and then he said, yeah, why not? So they're like sponsored by 50 Cent, which is quite cool.
It's not quite Wrexham, but you know.
You never know. It could be the new could be the next Wrexham.
Yeah.
Yes. And for anyone that isn't watching Wrexham, you should be, because last week, as we record it, it was about the women's women's team.
Oh, this is the Welcome to Wrexham docu-series thing.
Yes, on Disney.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. I enjoyed that, I must say. They're pretty good as well, aren't they, in women's team?
They are.
Has anybody watched the Beckham documentary yet?
No, my sister hasn't.
Not yet.
Said
it's on
really good.
Yeah.
It's on my to-watch list.
I've put it on my list as well, so maybe can review that during the winter.
There's a lot of 90s nostalgia going around at the moment.
Yeah.
There is. Is
that 90? Yeah, it is 90.
Yeah, there is, because NSYNC are back as well on my radio every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
What's that about?
Backstreet. I was always more of a Backstreet Boys kind of girl myself, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Because they're reforming.
I know, but it confuses me every time I hear it. I'm just a bit like, I don't know which century I'm in.
Is this new NSYNC songs or?
It's a new one, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's really confusing. It's
well,
really like,
I'm not, but I don't really listen to the radio. The only thing I listen to is like
the wireless.
The wireless.
History. No, I listen to Kistery, and that's about it.
Oh God, our street cred is going out the fucking window.
Yeah, just like we don't need to begin with.
Moving swiftly on.
I've got a bit of a whine.
Ooh, shock.
Yes, this is me being rrr.
Being in a rrr.
Yes, being rrr.
Go
if
on.
You stuck with us this long, good luck. Thank you. We appreciate you. Alex Scott won an award for the Virgin Atlantic Attitude Awards, which is about LGBTQ people. I'm not entirely sure what she won the award for, because I can't tell from the bloody headline. Because the headline, thank you, the Sam.
What else do you expect? This is why I don't read the links you send.
What?
It is banned in our house.
So the headline is Arsenal and England Lionesses star Leah Williamson shows off toned abs alongside pal Alex Scott at red carpet bash. Not congratulations, Alex Scott, on winning your award. You're amazing for being a representative of the LGBTQIA community. But look, they're wearing skimpy clothes, which
they
absolutely
have abs.
Rock. Which they absolutely rock. But it's like, let's sexualise it.
Well, you know what? Someone has campaigned to stop page three against the Sun when I played for Cheltenham Town and held on the front of our football shirts. They can go on themselves.
Yeah, exactly. How about, Trace, don't read it.
She's not going to go at you now.
I'm not going to go at you. I'm just saying.
Sometimes they just pop up these stories.
If people stop reading it, then they wouldn't be getting any publicity and then they would just die. So...
I've got like a news aggregator app on my phone. I won't name names, and it doesn't always tell you which publication. Yes,
other brands are
other. Yes, and it doesn't always tell you what publication it's from. So you click it, and then it comes up as the Sun, and then you go, "That's in my internet history now. I'm on a list."
You know something that did make a good impact in the world? On World Mental Health Awareness Day the other day, that video Norwich Football Club put out. Did you watch that?
Oh, God, that made me cry.
That was so good.
That was good.
That made me cry.
Yeah.
Literally.
There's a link on our Twitter, I think, isn't there? But it was...
I shared it, yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Or it makes you think, if you watched it, you're like, oh.
It really made me think, actually. And it really made me, like... Yeah, is always it's not always the most obvious answer. It's not always the most obviously sad person. It's not always the most obviously, like, distressed person. Sometimes it's the people who laugh and joke and are more outgoing than the people that aren't.
Well, that's good, like, that people are going to be more aware of that, aren't they? That's why that was so powerful, I think.
Yeah, and that's it. I get a bit choked up about it because I just think, like, for me, Greg was that person, and like everybody I've ever spoke to about my friend Greg, who died by suicide back in 2020, everybody always says, like, he's the last person on earth you would expect to have done that.
I remember meeting him in one of the first training sessions, yeah. And he was just so outgoing and friendly.
But he was also so, like, cocky and so, like, arrogant, and so that you just would think, like, he just had everything in life, you know? And you just think, like, it wasn't even just about the fact that he was, like, so funny all the time and so, like, friendly and happy, and that's how he came across. It was the fact that he was also, like, had this, like, smugness about him, and he was arrogant and he was a bit cheeky, and you just thought, oh, okay, like, you've got everything you've got everything you must want in life, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, no matter how much I spoke to him, no matter how much we would, like, go into depth in conversation, or what I thought was depth in conversations, you know, we talked about him moving and why he's splitting up with his girlfriend and all that kind of stuff that happened months and months and months before he died. He still, through it all, was, like, you know, still just, like, super, he put himself across as super optimistic and super, like, just, he was always, and like I said, he's just, every single person that I've ever spoken to since his death, including his girlfriend, his best friends, they all said none of them saw it coming. They all said he didn't reach out, he didn't mention anything, he didn't, nothing. And when you take your own life, or when you are thinking about taking your own life, that's not something that you just do. It's not something you just, it's, that's just like, well, I think I might do that today. It's not something that's taken lightly. It's not something that's just like,
you've thought about it, haven't you?
It's something that consumes you as somebody who has had suicidal thoughts. It is something that consumes you to an extent that you cannot not think about it. It's in your every thought, and it is all consuming. And so for somebody to have not reached out and to not said anything, I mean, I can't even, like, bear the thought of it, because he just would have been suffering, you know, like, that torment in your own head is not something that you should have to deal with alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that video by was it Norwich?
Yeah, it was Norwich.
I think that like raised that so well, because
it was really simple how they did it.
Please go and check out the video on their Twitter or Facebook or wherever you kind of see their media, but because I'm sure they will have shared it in more than one place.
It's been shared so widely. It's
such a poignant video. It's such a good video, and I'm sorry that I'm harping on now, but it's something that's really, really close to me. And I think just check on your friends, even if they seem okay, even if they're strong, even if they're, you know, like, not going through anything on the outside, like, please, please, please just check on your friends. And because it's always the ones you don't expect. It's always the ones that look like they have it together. It's always the ones that look like they have everything in life. I just don't ever hear about anybody that people expect it from, you know?
Yep. That's all put most.
Suicide is just not nice for anybody to have to deal with, and it leaves people really, really, like, pondering and questioning, and the people it leaves behind, it really fucking sucks for.
Yeah, and remember, guys, there is always someone there to listen. Reach out to someone. It can be someone like the Samaritans, or if you're in the US, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, there is always somebody there. Just reach out if you feel like that is your only answer.
Because it's not, and we would rather, even I, like, as a untrained professional, would rather hear about your problems than about your death. I just would.
Absolutely.
I don't ever like hearing about it, even if it's a stranger. You know, I would rather hear about your problems than hear your obituary. Like, I just,
definitely.
Life is for living, eh?
Shall I make an attempt to cheer you guys up?
Please, in this round.
Johnson, good news. On Friday, England men are playing Australia men. But Stephanie Frappart is going to be the referee. I think she's the first female referee to do something at Wembley. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Positive news.
Well, yeah. Especially when you consider there was an Italian referee this week who has been suspended for refusing to shake the hand of his assistant referee, who happened to be female.
That was weird.
And she... And fair play to her, she just sort of shook her head as if to say, well, whatever, and got on with it. But she shouldn't have to.
That was odd, wasn't it, that video?
It was. It was very odd. But like you say, there are some amazing positives, and we need to focus on that.
Yeah. Mary Earp shirts came out, guys, and no one told us.
Why on earth would Nike not announce this? I do have a theory as to why Nike wouldn't announce it, to answer my own question. I think they knew they didn't have the stock. If they announced it, it would sell out in minutes, and then that would be like a total fail on their part. Whereas now it's sold out in a day, so that's not that big a deal.
Sly, but I think
it sold out in a day without any announcement. Like, come on, Mary
messaged. There's more coming, but she didn't message me. She's put it on her Instagram.
Oh, did she? Oh, your bestie.
We're not besties. Your bestie
on,
Mary.
We're not besties Mary. On Facebook yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Mary, watch out for that friend request. It's coming.
And they were really expensive as well, though. Like £99.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. They're going to make money out of it, aren't they? Yeah. Unfortunately.
Absolutely. Something that happened last month that I don't think we caught in our last recording, but Mary Earps was also named England Women's Player of the Year.
She's just
which was nice for her.
Legend!
She is. And didn't you have the pleasure of seeing her, Jojo?
I did, yes. The WSL started, and I went to the first game of the season where Aston Villa were playing at Manchester United. And those pesky little Manchester United bleeps won right at the end and spoilt my day. But I saw Mary, so that's cool. And she got a really good reception from everyone, as you'd expect. So,
as you'd expect.
Yes. Strutting around, full strut mode and all that.
Pucker in the lips, looking at, you know.
Yeah, bit of licking.
Giving the attitude from the goal mouth, yeah.
Anyway,
she definitely had the Mary Earp swag going on, didn't she?
Yes, it was on TV. You're watching, weren't you, Chase?
Yes, because it was on the Beeb.
It was on the wireless.
That was cool. Any more? Otherwise, we're gonna have to talk about that other sport that none of us are interested in anymore.
I don't think we are. Right. Can I just air this like live on? On air. How many episodes are we in now? What episode is this? Like
60-something?
69?
If it is,
that's very ironic if it is 69, because I'm about to say, I think we're on the cusp of like
to greatness.
Greatness, but also of like turning this podcast around a bit. I feel like, don't get me wrong, I suppose for the baseball season 68. Or whatever.
68.
Oh, so close. Look, I just feel like this podcast has evolved in our 68 episodes, and I feel like maybe baseball needs to get in the bin a bit.
Really? If you just got the off-season blues, she's got knocked out of the...
No, I don't think it is that. I think it's the lack of women.
Well, yeah, there is that.
I like talking about women in sport. I love celebrating these achievements of women in sport. And I think the Lionesses have really, really, like, pushed us to, like, look at other sports really, like, a bit more in depth, and has really forced me to see the women in sport that are doing amazing things. And unfortunately, MLB ain't there.
No, but maybe, I was going to say, maybe they'll...
No, you know, but in 2025 in the Olympics, is it 2025? No, 2028.
LA.
In the LA Olympics, women's fast pitch softball.
Yeah, lovely. We'll be back. 2028, lovely.
There we go.
Right, but until then...
Yeah, but they've already set the agenda for...
Right, but what I'm saying is...
Going to be not talking about baseball till 2028, you know.
No, it's not that I don't want to talk about baseball at all. I think we should still maybe have dinners of the week when the season's on, whatever, or we should still do something to do with baseball. But I'm just putting it out there right now that maybe this has evolved into a bit more of a women in sport.
Subconsciously anyway, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly. Then just
like... You just bit a bit choked.
I just feel like we should, you know, it's less of a baseball pod now and more of a, like, generic women in sport are awesome kind of pod. And I don't think any of our, like, listeners are going to hate on that. But
we
I just
got a choice. That's what happens.
Well, no. And I just also think... I just also think that, you know, like, I'm just kind of fed up of talking about baseball when then there's no women in it and it's all... sort of old white men controlling
it. You
see
the women are just on the sidelines peering in, or with a microphone peering in.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, when there is news about women in baseball or softball or whatever, we will talk about it. The same as if there's women in the NFL, we will talk about them and celebrate them. But unfortunately, we like a sport. We have bonded, the three of us, over a sport that is not women central. And now I feel like we are ready to evolve into like just women in sport pod. You know?
Like a chrysalis into a butterfly.
Indeed. Well, we're going through the like jelly stage in the last couple of months because we've been really shit at keeping all... Did you know that? Sorry, I'm going off on an ADHD tangent. But did you know that when... caterpillars become butterflies, they're all jelly inside the chrysalis. They're all jelly. It's all jelly. So it's like a brain floating around and some eyes and some legs and everything. And then they like put themselves all back together and become a butterfly.
I'm gonna say no.
There you go. Science lessons from Molly.
This is your Nature Women in Sport podcast with Molly, Tracy and Joanne. This week we'll talk about moths.
Next week, blue tits.
Come in. Beavers.
Oh dear, I think we've reached a whole new level of chaos.
Just because I said the word baby, don't need to go childish. I'm gonna.
That's the one!
Oh, all right, I'm gonna ask you a serious question about baseball just because you don't want to talk about it.
Go on.
Do you think there is a benefit of being not winning a division and smashing it all and I'm like, yeah, we're winners, we won everything. Or just you know, getting a wild card spot and smashing it when you get to the postseason?
The Dodgers have won 100 games. They're now out.
In the bin.
The Braves won 105, I think, in the end. They're
nearly in the bin.
On their way out.
Orioles?
The Orioles were topping 100, weren't they? They're now on, like, they're out.
In the bin.
Yes, not taking the 6-day break keeps you warm and allows you to thrive in the postseason. And I think
momentum,
yeah,
100%, and routine.
Yeah,
I got one word for you too, Texas.
Go on,
Texas.
Yeah, you were only what 2 years too late?
Was that not
two,
one
2 years
year?
Early?
One.
No, wasn't it 2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
Was it? Oh my
I'm just
God.
Ahead of the curve. Yeah. I was ahead of the fucking curve.
So what she predicted this year? Put money on it.
I found it. I found some notes in my drawer. Astros, Padres.
Well, so you've got a chance of being sort of right with the Astros.
Astros 2025 then.
When you say let's not talk about baseball, when you see
does that mean I've got to put money on the... on the Astros next year?
No, the Padres.
Okay, fine. All right.
Some of our predictions.
It's just bad for me, but yeah, all right.
Holy shit.
Which I've been saying the Orioles for quite some time now.
Tracy, you had the Orioles third in the division, so can you do the prediction?
She's ripping out the back.
Molly, you had them second. I had them last. Who knows?
So next year Orioles are going to be top because Joe said they'll be last.
Me and Tracy said the Mets were going to win the division, so that's bollocks.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
So yeah, what
that
do we
really
know?
Really didn't happen.
I kept these to laugh at.
But in 239 days, as we're recording, the Mets will be in London.
Hey, losing all their games. What?
Dare you, Molly Farr?
Molly, she'll be there having the time of her life. And then Mets jersey on.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, if the Mets want to give me a press pass, then I'll be a Mets fan.
You're not fickle.
I will be a Mets fan for a press pass.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, well, anyway.
We've ridden the highs and the lows today, and
and that's just us.
We have. We really, really have. I feel like I've been on a friggin' roller coaster. Whew.
And it's only, what day is it? Thursday.
Thursday.
Charnham Literature Festival, and I'm going to do a talk tomorrow about 101 objects that help talk about women in history.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then I'm off to the Emirates on Sunday to watch Aston Villa. Ooh. As a proper lad away fan, 700 of us, at the Emirates.
I have got a confession, Jo.
Oh, no.
Please don't tell Nat.
What?
Go on.
I exited the group.
I exited the chat. I haven't got in the fucking group yet, and you've exited it.
I've exited it.
You got into the Aston Villa.
I exited it when I looked at my phone after an hour, and I had 62 unread messages, and they were all about Aston Villa, and I have no freaking idea what was going on.
That's because I asked for you to be in the other chat about the cars.
The only ones I knew, I occasionally saw the name Rachel Daly, and I was like, yep, okay, fine, following up. Nope, don't know anybody else. It was just like, nah.
They love it.
Nah.
What you're saying is you need to watch more WSL when it's on the BBC or other
broadcasters. I need to watch more WSL, yes, but I also find myself drawn to Arsenal as a supporter of Arsenal. And so I didn't want to be in the Villa Club thing because they were slagging off Arsenal kit. And I was a bit like,
Did you see Arsenal's kit?
The new kit is so good.
Women's away kit.
Yes. It looks so good and it looks so nice. Yeah.
That's it. Tracy, why have you got a thumb emoji thumbing at me?
I don't know. I really don't know what I just
You really love that kit. Thumb emoji. Whoa.
Right.
Molly, put the thumb down.
Jinx.
Right.
Hand up, throw away the key. Okay. Should we go?
Yeah, we should go.
We should probably go. Tracy and I have got to go and watch Big Brother, so...
Yeah.
We've become addicted.
Before you rave off into the 1990s, where can we find ourselves? Where can people find ourselves?
Find ourselves. Bali, babe. I think is where you go to find yourself.
Tracy, Thailand. Where can people find us?
Vietnam.
Twitter somewhere. No X. Yeah, Instagram. Yeah.
No. Don't. I'm boycotting X.
At Betables.
This is one of the worst pods we've ever done.
Good luck editing this one, Joe.
Oh, fuck off.
Love you all. Bye.